that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, it is written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. I want to preach a few minutes on this thought.
Quiero predicar unos momentos.
No shortcut here.
No puedes tomar un paso corto aquí.
Amen. No shortcut here.
No puedes tomar paso corto.
And everybody shout amen.
Y todos digan amén.
God bless you. You can be seated.
Dios los bendiga. Se pueden sentar.
Now, as near as I am able to understand from my study of these as well as other verses in the New Testament,
en la manera que yo puedo estudiar estos versículos y los también los que están en el Antiguo Testamento,
that relate to this particular event,
que se tratan de este evento particular,
there were some things going on around the house of God that was displeasing to Jesus.
Habían unas cosas que sucedían en la iglesia que no le gustó a Jesús.
And this is what I understand was taking place.
Y esto es lo que yo entiendo que estaba sucediendo.
The people would come to the house of the Lord.
El pueblo venía a la casa de Dios.
And they would bring their sacrifice with them.
Traían su sacrificio con ellos.
When they would approach the place where the sacrifice would be offered,
cuando se acercaban al lugar donde ofrecían el sacrificio,
there would be a priest there that would inspect their sacrifice.
Había un sacerdote allí que daba inspección a ese sacrificio.
Oftentimes that sacrifice would be rejected because it was unacceptable.
Muchas veces ese sacrificio no lo aceptaban porque no lo querían.
The priest that would inspect that sacrifice would find problems.
El sacerdote que miraba ese animal encontraba problemas.
Even though many times the sacrifice would have been acceptable.
Aunque muchas veces el sacrificio iba a estar aceptable.
But they had a little game going on around the house of the Lord.
Pero tenían un juego en la casa de Dios.
They would reject the sacrifice.
Rechazaban el sacrificio.
And they would tell the bringer of the sacrifice, take it to this table and sell that sacrifice.
Y le decían, lleva este sacrificio a esa mesa y véndelo.
And when you are paid for that sacrifice, take the money they give you and go to this table and exchange that money for temple money.
Y cuando ya te den el dinero de ese animal, toma ese dinero y intercámbialo por otro dinero.
Then take the temple money and go to the next table and find and purchase an acceptable sacrifice.
Y ahora toma el dinero del templo y compra un sacrificio aceptable.
The problem was that the people were being cheated at every step of the way.
El problema era que el pueblo ha sido engañado en cada paso del camino.
They were being told that their sacrifice was not acceptable when it was acceptable.
Les decían que su sacrificio no era aceptable cuando sí era aceptable.
When they would sell it, they would not get the full value of their sacrifice.
Cuando lo vendían no recibían todo el valor de su sacrificio.
When they go to the money changer's table would give them less than what they ought to be receiving.
Cuando intercambiaban el dinero, los que intercambiaban le daban menos.
Then when they went to purchase their sacrifice that could be offered, many times they would buy the very one that they had sold at the front door.
Y luego cuando iban a comprar el sacrificio que iba a ser aceptable, compraban el mismo que vendieron.
So the reality is that at every step of the way they were being cheated by people in the house of God.
So la realidad era que en cada paso del camino la iglesia lo estaba engañando.
Now I've just come to talk to you a few minutes here today about what's important around the house of God.
Les vengo a hablar un poquito de lo que es importante en la casa de Dios.
And I think one of the greatest things of importance is that people, when they come to church, that they are not cheated where church is concerned.
Una de las cosas más importantes es que cuando la gente viene a la iglesia que no sean engañados.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They don't need to be cheated where their acceptance is concerned.
No los deben de engañar cuando se trata de aceptancia.
Because it doesn't matter where you come from, friend. No, Jesus is interested in you.
No importa de dónde vienes, Jesús está interesado en ti.
Amen.
Amen.
The world may reject you.
El mundo tal vez te rechaza.
Friends may reject you.
Tus amigos tal vez te rechazan.
Family may reject you.
La familia tal vez te rechaza.
But there's one place that people ought not to be rejected.
Pero hay un lugar donde no deben ser rechazados.
It's in the house of the Lord.
Y es en la casa del Señor.
I want to tell you that are here today.
Te quiero decir aquí
that you have come to a house.
Que has venido a una casa.
That it doesn't matter what your economic condition is.
Que no importa tu condición económica.
It doesn't matter what your past history is.
No importa tu historia pasado.
It doesn't matter what your family name is.
No importa el nombre de tu familia.
Jesus is here to accept you.
Jesús está aquí para aceptarte.
And to give you a chance for brand new life.
Y para darte oportunidad a nueva vida.
Hallelujah. We live in a world where that people are being cheated where worship is concerned.
Vivimos en un mundo donde engañan a las personas de la alabanza.
They don't come to a house where the presence of God flows through the worship of those that are giving God praise.
No vienen a una casa donde no sienten la presencia de Dios de los que están alabando.
They're being cheated out of feeling the presence of God.
Los están engañando que ya no sienten la presencia de Dios.
I would submit to New Life today that if there's anything that people ought to feel when they walk in the doors of this assembly.
Te someto a esta iglesia que si hay algo que deben de sentir la gente.
They need to know that the healer is in the house.
Deben de saber que el sanador está en la casa.
The miracle worker is in the house.
El que obra milagros está en la casa.
The deliverer is in the house.
El que libera está en la casa.
The chain breaker is in the house.
El que rompe cadenas está en la casa.
The one that can cure addictions is in the house.
El que puede sanar adicción está en la casa.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I feel like preaching here today.
Siento como que dan ganas de predicar.
Amen. We live in a world that's filled with traditional religion.
Vivimos en un mundo que está lleno de
tradiciones religiosas. Where people are being cheated when they go to the house of God.
Pero están engañándolos cuando vienen a la casa de
they
Dios.
They come to church.
Vienen a la iglesia.
And leave the same way that they came.
Y se van de la misma manera que entraron.
But we need to walk into this house knowing.
Pero debemos entrar sabiendo.
That if I came in discouraged, I can leave encouraged.
Que si me entro desanimado, puedo irme con ánimo.
If I came in down and out, I can leave lifted up.
Si vine atado, puedo irme libertado.
If I came without the Holy Ghost, I can leave with the Holy Ghost.
Si vine sin el Espíritu Santo, me puedo ir con el Espíritu Santo.
If I came polluted and defiled by sin,
si vine pervertido y corrupto con el pecado,
I can leave with my sins washed away.
Me puedo ir con el pecado limpiado.
Hallelujah. And then I believe that it's important that when people go to church,
yo creo que es importante cuando vienen
a la
iglesia,
that they not be cheated by the pulpit.
Que no los engañen en el púlpito.
This is not the place for people to be cheated by the word of God.
Este no es el lugar donde lo engañan de la palabra de Dios.
We don't need some soft, sugar-coated sermon.
No necesitamos un salmo seguro, algo fácil, algo dulce.
That doesn't deal with the sin issue in people's life.
Que no trata del pecado en la gente.
God didn't give you a pastor to make you happy.
Dios no te dio un pastor para hacerte feliz.
He gave you a pastor to make you holy.
Te dio un pastor para hacerte santo.
Hallelujah. And so Jesus was changing the atmosphere of the temple.
So Jesús estaba cambiando la atmósfera del templo.
And he said to them, "My house, is it not written that my house shall be called the house of prayer?"
Y dijo, mi casa será llamada casa de oración.
But you have made it a den of thieves.
Pero has hecho casa de ladrones.
What Jesus was doing was restoring the most basic and simplest form of worship.
Jesús estaba restaurando la forma más básica de adoración.
And that was that of prayer.
Y eso era de la oración.
Because you see, friend, prayer doesn't need a choir.
Porque amigo, la oración no necesita coro.
And prayer doesn't need music.
Y la oración no necesita música.
And prayer doesn't need a crowd.
Y la oración no necesita un grupo.
Prayer doesn't even have to be public.
La oración no tiene que ser pública.
It can be private.
Puede ser privado.
But prayer is the most simplest form of worship.
Pero oración es la adoración más simple
that you can engage in.
Que puedes participar.
In fact, to God, prayer is so important.
Para Dios la oración es tan importante.
That He wanted His house to be known as a house of prayer.
Que quería que su casa sería conocida por oración.
He didn't want the house to be known for its beauty.
No por su hermosura que sea conocida.
He wanted it to be known for its activity.
Que sea conocida por su actividad.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When people drive down the interstate,
pero, por el
and they look at this beautiful complex sitting on the hill,
miran este edificio en la montaña.
They need to be saying,
tienen que decir,
that's a house of prayer.
Eso es casa de oración.
It's a beautiful complex.
Es un edificio bonito.
But more important than a beautiful house.
Pero más importante que la hermosura.
The activity of prayer is in that house.
La actividad de oración está en la casa.
Those people know how to pray.
Esa gente sabe orar.
They know how to worship.
Saben adorar.
They know how to praise Him.
Saben alabarlo.
Because the greatest activity a church can do.
Porque la actividad más importante
is to be a praying church.
Es que esté iglesia orando.
To be a worshiping church.
Sea iglesia que adora.
To be a praising church.
Que sea una iglesia que alaba.
Clap your hands and give Him praise.
Aplauden sus manos.
And so when I read these three verses,
so cuando leo estos tres versículos,
verse 15 and verse 17 did not give me a great deal of concern.
15 y 17 no me dieron muchos problemas.
But when I read verse number 16, I struggled with that verse trying to determine why it was even in the Word of God.
Pero cuando leí el versículo 16, me pregunté yo por qué está en la palabra de Dios.
Scripture said that He would not suffer that any man should carry a vessel through the temple.
Y la Biblia dice que no consentía que nadie atravesara el templo llevando un utensilio.
Because typically when I see something that Jesus has done, it always indicates to me that there is Bible or scripture to support it.
Porque cuando Jesús hace algo, yo siempre miro que hay alguna escritura que define o dice por qué dijo eso.
But when I searched the scripture, I could not find a law that forbid anyone to carry a vessel through the temple.
Pero cuando busqué en la ley, no había una ley que estaba en contra de esto.
And so I had to dig a little bit deeper to find out what that verse meant.
So tenía que estudiar un poquito más.
And so here's what I discovered.
Esto es lo que descubrí.
Is that where Jesus was at the time that He cleansed the temple?
Que donde estaba Jesús cuando él limpió el templo.
Was in what was called the court of the Gentiles.
Era llamado el corte de los gentiles.
It was not a part of the holy place.
No era el lugar del parte santísimo.
Or the holiest of holies.
O el lugar más santísimo.
But it joined the temple compound.
Pero se juntó en el templo.
And so, as I understand it by some research,
so como lo entiendo por yo hacer mi estudio,
that there was a great temptation to make this part of the temple,
había una gran tentación de hacer este parte del templo,
a thoroughfare,
un lugar donde puede pasar.
It was such an extensive journey to go from one part of the city of Jerusalem to another.
Era un viaje muy largo para pasar de un lado de la ciudad al otro.
That if you could go through the court of the Gentiles,
que si puedes pasar por la corte de los gentiles,
then you could shorten the distance.
Puedes hacer el viaje más corto.
And if you know anything about Jerusalem, there was a place called the Sheep Market.
Y si entiendes algo de Jerusalén, había un lugar llamado de los vendían corderos.
And it was called Bethesda.
Y fue llamado Bethesda.
So if you were going from Bethesda, the upper part of the city,
si pasabas por Bethesda,
then the shortcut was through this court and by Solomon's porch.
Si lo que querías hacer y tomar un paso corto era por este camino.
And so the distance would be greatly increased if they went around it.
So la distancia iba a ser más larga si iban a atravesar alrededor.
So what the priest did was permit servants and laborers.
So lo que hizo el sacerdote permitió a los siervos
that were laden with anything
que estaban cargado con cosas,
to take this shorter route through the great court of the temple.
Que tomen este viaje que era más corto por el templo.
But when Jesus cleansed the temple that day,
pero cuando Jesús limpió el templo ese día,
He hindered them from doing exactly that.
Él no dejó que hicieran eso.
And He forbade them with a voice of authority.
Y los negó con una voz de autoridad.
And He would not allow that to be done any longer.
Y él no permitió que hicieran eso ya.
The question would be, why did he not suffer any man to carry a vessel through that court of the Gentiles?
Y la pregunta es, ¿por qué no consentía que pasaran por ahí?
It's because of the fact that whenever you read the word of the Lord,
es por el hecho cuando lees la palabra de Dios,
that I did not find a law that forbade them to do that.
No encontré una ley que los niega que ellos puedan hacer
eso.
But
what I did find is this law.
Pero lo que sí encontré fue esta ley.
In Leviticus 27 and 28.
Levíticos 27 y 28.
He said, notwithstanding no devoted thing.
Dice, no, cualquier cosa que fue dedicada,
that a man shall devote unto the Lord of all that he has,
que un hombre va a dedicar al Señor,
both of man and beast,
del hombre o bestia,
and of the field of his possession,
o del campo de la
shall be sold or redeemed,
va a ser vendida o repartida.
Hear this part of that law.
Escuchen esta parte del
every devoted thing is most holy unto the Lord.
Toda la cosa que fue dedicada al Señor es santo.
So while the temple included the holiest of holies,
so mientras el templo era, incluía lo santísimo,
and the holy place,
y el lugar santo,
this court of the Gentiles was something that had been added at a later time.
Esta parte de los gentiles fue agregado después.
But by making it a part of the temple compound,
pero lo hicieron parte del templo de los judíos,
it became something that was devoted and holy unto God.
Ahora fue hecho parte que fue dedicado al Señor.
And so what Jesus was saying was simply this.
Lo que Jesús estaba diciendo era esto.
Every part of this is holy unto God.
Toda parte de esto es santo ante Dios.
And you're not going to use any part of the temple.
Y no vas a usar una parte del templo.
As just a shortcut.
Como pasar un corto.
As just a place that you're traveling through.
Como nomás un lugar donde estás viajando.
From one place to another place.
De un lugar a otro lugar.
I believe that Jesus obviously had in mind the same thing a man by the name of Shammah had.
Yo creo que Jesús tenía la misma manera.
In the Old Testament, we're told about a man whose name was Shammah.
En el Antiguo Testamento nos dicen
algo. And when the Philistines came together to fight the people of God,
y cuando vinieron los filisteos a pelear,
that there was a place that was a field of lentils.
Había un lugar que era un campo de frijoles.
And the word of the Lord said that Shammah stood in the midst of that ground.
Y la Biblia dice que ese hombre se paró en ese campo.
And he defended it.
Y lo defendió.
And slew the Philistines.
Y mató a los filisteos.
And the Lord wrought a great victory.
Y el Señor trajo una gran victoria.
Someone said, why would a man take the time and the effort to endanger his life just for a bean field?
Y dice, ¿por qué alguien tomó y puso su vida en riesgo por un campo de frijoles?
It seems obvious that the reason why that Shammah defended the bean field,
es obvio por la razón por la cual él defendió ese campo,
is because just beyond the bean field,
es porque más allá del campo,
was the barley field.
Era el lugar allí.
And beyond the barley field was the corn field.
Y más allá era donde estaba el maíz.
And beyond the corn field was the wheat field.
Y más allá del maíz estaba el trigo.
And Shammah had this desire in his heart.
Y Shammah tenía este deseo en su corazón.
To not give up anything that belonged to him and his family.
Que no perder nada que le pertenecía a su familia.
He understood, if I give up the bean field,
él entendía, si yo entrego este campo,
the next thing they're going to take is the barley field.
Lo que sigue va a ser el trigo.
So what I got to do is fight for my bean field.
So yo tengo que pelear por este campo.
So I can protect the more important things.
Para poder proteger lo más importante.
I want to talk to some people here today.
Quiero hablar con unas personas.
That you got to have an attitude in your heart.
Necesitas una actitud en tu
as
corazón.
As you serve the Lord.
Mientras sirves al Señor.
That the smallest consecrations you've made.
Que las cosas más pequeñas en tu vida.
The smallest things you devoted unto God.
Las cosas que has dedicado al Señor.
That's where the devil's going to attack you first.
Ahí es donde va a atacar el diablo primero.
And you need to rise up in your heart and say,
te tienes que levantar y decir,
I'm going to protect my bean field first.
Yo voy a atacar mi campo de lentejas.
Because if I don't fight for my consecration,
porque si no peleo por esto,
if I don't fight for my prayer life,
si no peleo por mi oración,
if I don't fight for my church worship,
si no peleo por mi adoración en la iglesia,
then he's going to go after every other part of my walk with
él
God.
Él va a pelear otras partes de mi vida.
Woo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody feel what I'm feeling here today in this house?
Que siente lo que siento yo.
Give him a praise offering right now.
Denle alabanza ahorita.
Amen. Jesus was making it known.
Jesús lo estaba dejando saber.
That every part of this temple compound is holy unto God.
Que toda parte de este templo es santo al Señor.
And we're not going to use any part of it.
Y no vamos a usar una parte de esto.
As a matter of convenience.
Como una parte de conveniencia.
This is not going to be just another part of the city of Jerusalem.
No solo va a ser otra parte de la ciudad de Jerusalén.
You're not going to consider the court of the Gentiles something that's unspecial.
No vas a considerar el corte de los gentiles algo que no es especial.
He was making it very clear.
Lo estaba haciendo muy claro.
That if it's the holiest of holies,
que si es el lugar santísimo,
if it's the holy place,
si es el lugar santo,
if it's the court of the Gentiles,
si es el corte de los gentiles,
everything is special.
Todo es especial.
About the house of God.
De la casa de Dios.
Oh, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this house right
now. Yo siento el Espíritu Santo ahorita.
Amen. You got to understand that it doesn't matter what it is about the house of God.
Tienes que entender, no te importa lo que sea de la casa de Dios.
It's a special place.
Es un lugar especial.
It's a holy place.
Es un lugar santo.
It's a place that does not need to be used as a mere matter of convenience.
Es un lugar que no debe ser usado por conveniencia.
Hallelujah. Jesus was trying to tell them,
Jesús le quería decir,
that this is not a just convenient place,
que esto no nomás es un lugar conveniente,
that you can use traveling from one part of the city to another,
que puedes usar viajando de una parte a la otra.
The temple is not a shortcut,
el templo no es un paso corto,
as you journey from one part of Jerusalem to another,
mientras bajas de una parte a otra.
Jerusalem is not a place that you pass through,
Jerusalén no es un lugar donde pasas.
Jerusalem is a place you come to,
Jesús es un, Jerusalén es
the
un lugar
temple
que
is a place you come to.
El templo es un lugar donde vienes.
The house of God is not a place to pass through.
La casa de Dios no es un lugar donde
pasas. It's a place to come to.
Es un lugar donde vienes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Church is not a place to pass through.
La iglesia no es un lugar donde pasas.
On your way to the divorce court.
A ir para pasar al divorcio.
Church is not a place to pass through.
La iglesia no nomás pasa.
On your way to the hospital.
En camino al hospital.
The church is the place you come to.
La iglesia es el lugar donde vienes.
This is a destination.
Esta es la destinación.
Come on, let's clap our hands and praise him right now.
Aplauden sus manos y alábelo.
In the Old Testament, we're told about a man whose name was Naboth.
En el Antiguo Testamento nos dicen alguien que se llamaba Naboth.
And the word of the Lord said that this man Naboth had a vineyard.
Y la palabra dice que este hombre tenía una viña.
And it was hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria.
Y estaba pegado al palacio del rey.
So the king named Ahab came to Naboth.
So el rey Ahab vino a este hombre.
He said, "Your vineyard is connected to the palace."
Dijo, tu viña está conectada a mi palacio.
I'm asking you to give me your vineyard.
Te estoy pidiendo que me des esa viña.
That I might have it for a garden of herbs.
Para que sea un jardín para mí.
Because your vineyard is near to my house.
Porque tu viña está cerca de mi casa.
I'll give you a better vineyard than it.
Te doy una viña mejor.
And if it seems good, I'll give you money for it.
Y también te puedo dar dinero.
Naboth said to Ahab,
Naboth le dijo al rey,
"The Lord forbid it.
El Señor no lo permita.
That I should give the inheritance of my fathers,
que yo de la herencia de mis padres,
unto you,
a ti."
You see, it was more than just an inheritance.
Era más que solo una herencia.
Naboth understood.
Naboth entendía
that this vineyard has been what has sustained me.
Que esta viña ha sido lo que me ha sostenido.
It has sustained my family.
Ha sostenido a mi familia.
It has sustained my father.
Ha sostenido a mis padres.
It sustained my grandfather.
Ha sostenido a mis abuelos.
This vineyard has been a place.
Esta viña ha sido el lugar
that has given us life.
Que nos dio vida.
Ahab, all you wanted for,
Ahab, tú lo quieres,
is a garden of herbs.
Es para un jardín.
You see, a garden of herbs are for one thing.
Un jardín para las hierbas.
To add a little spice to life.
Es para agregar una especie a la
to
vida.
To add a little flavoring to the food.
Las hierbas son para la sabor a la
and
comida.
And that's the measure of an herb garden.
Y eso es la medida de las hierbas.
All Ahab Ahab wanted this vineyard for,
todo lo que quería la viña,
was a garden of herbs.
Era para las hierbas.
To give some more flavor to his life.
Para dar sabor a sus vidas.
To give some more spice to his food.
Para ponerle especias a
but
su comida.
Nabal said, "Oh no."
Pero Nabal dijo, no.
This means more to me than just the spice of life.
Esto es más importante para mí.
This is more than just a flavoring to me.
Esto más es más que nomás un sabor.
I want to talk to some folks here today.
Le quiero decir a alguien.
That you got to quit treating church.
Que deja de tratar a la iglesia.
Like a little flavor for your life.
Como un saborcito para tu vida.
It, come on now, hallelujah. It's got to be more.
Debe ser más.
Than the place you come to on Sunday morning.
Que el lugar donde vienes en la mañana.
To get a little spice of life.
Para recibir un poco de especia para
but
tu vida.
But you are walking here saying.
¿Qué estás diciendo?
This is my life.
Esta es mi vida.
This is my world.
Este es mi mundo.
This is how I survive.
Así es como sobrevivo.
This is how I live.
Así es como vivo.
My family lives here.
Mi familia vive aquí.
My children live here.
Mis hijos viven aquí.
Pastor already quoted it this morning when he said
el pastor ya lo dijo esta mañana,
that the promise is unto you
que esta promesa es para
and
ti,
to your children
y tus hijos,
and to all that are far off
y todos los que están lejanos,
even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Y todos los que Dios llamará.
Come on, I'm preaching to some parents today
estoy predicando a padres,
that if you treat church as a spice of life
que si tratas la iglesia como
your
un sabor,
children will treat church like the spice or flavor
tus hijos lo van a tratar como un sabor.
But when you tell your children,
pero cuando le dices a tus hijos,
this is where we live.
Aquí es donde vivimos.
This is how we survive.
Así sobrevivimos.
Ooh, hallelujah. Psalm 71.
Salmo 71.
God is good to Israel.
Dios es bueno con Israel.
And to all who are of an upright heart.
Y todos los que están viviendo santo.
But as for me, the psalmist said, my feet were well nigh slipped.
Pero por mí, mis pies casi se resbalaban.
When I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
Cuando vi que los malvados estaban prosperando.
Here's what the psalmist is saying.
Así dijo el salmista.
I stood between two.
Estaba entre dos.
I looked at Israel, the people of God, and they were being blessed.
Miré a Israel y ellos estaban bendecidos.
I looked at the wicked in the world and they were being blessed.
Mira los malvados en el mundo ellos fueron bendecidos.
He said, but as for me,
dijo, pero yo,
my feet were almost gone.
Mis pies casi se resbalaban.
My steps were well nigh slipped.
Mis pasos casi se caían.
I didn't know if I could handle life much longer.
No sabía si podía vivir más.
I was seeing a lot of things going on in the world that I was in.
Miraba muchas cosas en el mundo.
And he said, I didn't know how to handle it.
Pero dijo, no sabía cómo hacerlo.
You moved down through that chapter.
Pero sigues leyendo el capítulo.
And he finally says,
y dice,
when I thought to know these things,
cuando quise conocer estas
it
cosas,
was too much for me.
Fue mucho para mí.
I couldn't wrap my brain around
no podía entenderlo.
Until,
hasta que,
until,
hasta que,
until,
hasta que,
I went into the sanctuary.
Vine al santuario.
Until I went to the house of God.
Hasta que vine a la casa de
and
Dios.
There understood I therein.
Y ahí entendí yo.
In other words, when I went to church,
cuando fui a la iglesia,
I got my understanding.
Recibí mi entendimiento.
I got my understanding.
Recibí mi entendimiento.
I got to a place
y allá un lugar
where I could sort some things out.
Donde podía averiguar las cosas.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
Hallelujah. You know how to interpret that? Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. You see, we live in a crazy world.
Vivimos en un mundo loco.
We live in a world where right is wrong and wrong is right.
En un mundo donde lo malo está bueno y lo bueno está malo.
We're living in the fulfillment of prophetic utterances.
Estamos viviendo en los tiempos finales proféticos.
When people are calling sin and evil good.
Donde el pecado es malo es bueno.
And they're calling that which is good evil.
Y llaman lo que es bueno malo.
Oh hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And I'm going to tell you right now.
Te digo ahorita.
If church is nothing more than a flavor to your life.
Si la iglesia nomás es un sabor para tu vida.
If it's nothing more than a spice to your life.
Si no es nada más que una especie.
You'll find something out there.
Vas a encontrar algo allá afuera.
That'll spice you up a whole lot more.
Que te da más sabor.
But whenever you understand, this is where I get my understanding.
Pero cuando entiendes aquí recibo
this
entendimiento.
This is where I get my knowledge.
Aquí agarro mi conocimiento.
This is where all the crazy things just going on.
Aquí es donde todo lo loco que sucede.
That I don't understand.
Que yo no entiendo.
It gets all worked out.
Y se arregla.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
I'm gonna get in trouble right now. That's all right. I'm gonna get in trouble. I just I'm almost 71, so it don't matter to me anymore.
Casi estoy viejo, ya no me importa.
Amen.
Amen.
You're in a place
where
men are still men.
Donde los hombres son hombres.
You're in a place where ladies are still ladies.
Está en un lugar donde las damas son damas.
I can't hear you.
No los puedo escuchar.
Amen. I don't care what the world is saying out there.
No me importa lo que dice el mundo.
This is our vineyard.
Esta es nuestra viña.
This is not a place of convenience
to us.
No es
un lugar de conveniencia.
This is a matter of life and death.
Esto es de la vida y la muerte.
We're here because we want to live.
Estamos aquí porque queremos vivir.
We want to survive this crazy world.
Queremos sobrevivir este mundo loco.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Gracias a Dios.
That we're in a place where men still walk like men.
Que estamos en lugar donde los hombres caminan como hombres, hablan como hombres,
act like men,
actúan como hombres,
dress like men,
se visten como hombres.
And we're in a place where ladies,
estamos en lugar donde las damas,
are still ladies,
aún son damas,
and they're feminine,
y son femeninas,
and they like it that
y les gustan
way.
Así.
Well, I don't know. I don't really know what I am.
Yo no sé lo que soy.
This is a good place right here to get your identity.
Esto es un lugar para recibir tu identidad.
Jesus will help you know who you are.
Jesús te va a dejar saber quién eres.
You see, here's what Naboth's attitude was.
Esto fue la actitud de Naboth.
Ahab.
Ahab.
You just want this as a matter of convenience.
Solo quieres esto por conveniencia.
But I want to tell you something, Ahab.
Pero te quiero decir algo, Ahab.
This is a necessity for me.
Esto es una necesidad para mí.
This is a necessity to my life.
Esto es necesidad para mi vida.
This is a necessity to my family.
Esto es necesidad para mi familia.
Now, let me just tell you, I was born between Sundays, all right?
Yo nací entre los domingos.
The first Sunday of my life, I was in church.
El primer domingo estaba en la iglesia.
Amen. I was born between Sundays, and the first Sunday of my life, I was in church.
El primer domingo que nací estaba en la iglesia.
And I've been in church ever since.
Y he estado en la iglesia desde siempre.
And I can thank my God.
Y le puedo decir gracias a mi Dios.
That I had a set of parents.
Que tenía unos padres.
That not once in my entire life, while living under their roof.
Nunca en mi vida mientras yo vivía con ellos.
Did I ever ask them on Sunday morning?
Yo les pregunté el domingo en la mañana.
Are we going to church?
Vamos a la iglesia.
I didn't ask them on Sunday evening.
Yo no los preguntaba en la tarde.
Are we going to church?
El domingo sí íbamos a la iglesia.
In our house.
Y en mi casa.
Going to church.
Y yendo a la iglesia.
Was a foregone conclusion.
Era una conclusión ya hecha.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I know what my job is, all right?
Yo sé lo que es mi trabajo.
My job is to comfort the afflicted.
Mi trabajo es darle a comodidad.
And to afflict the comfortable.
A los afligidos.
Amen. And I may be preaching something that's got some of you a little uncomfortable here today.
Y tal vez estoy predicando algo que los hace incómodos.
Because you've become comfortable.
Porque se han hecho cómodos.
With your Sunday morning religion.
Con la religión el domingo en la mañana.
You've just become comfortable with going to church on Sunday morning.
Se han hecho cómodos solo venir a la iglesia el domingo.
And make no mistake about this.
Y no hagan error de esto.
We are happy you are here.
Estamos contentos que están aquí.
But you're missing out when you're not here on Sunday night.
Pero cuando no estás aquí el domingo en la noche.
And you're missing out when you're not here on Wednesday night.
Y cuando no estás aquí el miércoles.
Amen. Because the house of God has got to be a necessity to you.
La casa de Dios tiene que ser necesidad.
You see, there's some folks that go to church on their way home.
Hay algunos que van a la iglesia en camino a la casa.
Did you hear me?
¿Me escucharon?
I said there's some folks that go to church on their way home.
Algunos pasan a la iglesia cuando
van a la casa. In other words, they're just passing through.
Solo están pasando por ahí.
But there's other folks.
Pero hay otras personas
that go home.
Pero que van a la casa.
On their way back to church.
Después para la iglesia.
And there's a big difference in the attitude.
Hay una diferencia en la actitud.
In case you're still trying to figure it out.
Si lo quieres averiguar.
I want to tell you right now.
Te quiero decir ahorita.
I love church.
Yo amo la iglesia.
I love the house of God.
Yo amo la casa de Dios.
I love the house of worship.
Yo amo la casa de oración.
Because it's not convenience to me.
Porque no es conveniencia para mí.
It's necessity.
Es necesidad.
I need church.
Yo necesito la iglesia.
I need the house of worship.
Yo necesito la casa de adoración.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me see. Let me let you. Hopefully you can see this here today.
Ojalá lo pueden ver esta noche.
That church is not just something you add to your life.
Que la iglesia no es algo que solamente agregas a tu vida.
That's a part of everything else that's going on in your world.
Que es una parte de todo lo demás en tu
so
mundo.
So that you can flavor everything in
para
your
que
world.
Le des sazón a tu vida.
With a little bit of church.
Con un poquito de iglesia.
Oh no. Amen. Folks like that treat the Holy Ghost
las personas así tratan al Espíritu
as just another gift they can have it or they can leave it.
Como solo otro don que pueden recibir
but if
o
you
tomar.
Ever get the Holy Ghost
pero si tú recibes el Espíritu
and
Santo,
you speak in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance
y hablas en lengua según te deje que hablase,
and the Spirit of Christ starts indwelling you
y el Espíritu de Cristo vive en ti,
all of a sudden you decide
de repente decides,
I got to go back and get some more of this where I got it the first
necesito
time.
Agarrar más.
I gotta have it every Sunday.
Lo
I gotta
los
have
domingos.
It every Wednesday.
Todos los miércoles.
I gotta have it on Monday night prayer meeting.
Lunes en la noche.
I don't care what's going on around the church.
No me importa lo que pasa
if
en la iglesia.
God will help me, I'm gonna be there.
Si Dios me ayuda, yo voy a estar ahí.
I gotta hurry, and I know that.
Tengo que apurarme, yo lo sé.
But you have to understand
pero tienes que entender
that Paul writes in Romans chapter 8
que Pablo en Romanos 8
he said we're not in the flesh but we're in the spirit
dice, no estamos en la carne, pero
if
en el
so
espíritu.
Be that the spirit of God dwells in you
si el espíritu habita en ti.
Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ
si alguien no tiene el espíritu de
he
Cristo,
has none of his
no le pertenece a él.
It's one thing to go to church.
Es una cosa ir a la iglesia.
It's another thing to be in church.
Es otra cosa estar en la iglesia.
It's one thing to go where Jesus is.
Es una cosa ir donde
Jesús. It's another thing to have Jesus living inside
es
of
otra
you.
Cosa tener Jesús en ti.
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13.
Primera de Corintios 12.
For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body.
Por un espíritu somos bautizados
there's
a un
an
cuerpo.
Intrinsic connection between you getting the Holy Ghost
hay una conexión
and you being in the body of Christ.
Entre el Espíritu Santo y estando en el cuerpo de Cristo.
And when you are made part of the body.
Y cuando eres parte del cuerpo.
Then you are only complete because you're part of the body.
Entonces estás completo porque eres parte del cuerpo.
Amen. See that little finger?
Mira en el dedo.
It's only complete because it's part of that hand.
Solo es completo porque es parte de la mano.
Now, if I were to cut that finger off,
si yo cortaría ese dedo,
and go lay it on the hood of your car,
y lo pongo en el cofre de tu carro,
and you walk out there this morning and you saw a finger laying on the hood of your car,
y sales esta mañana y miras el dedo en el cofre.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
piensas, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Somebody call 911.
Alguien llame el 911.
I don't know whose finger that is.
Yo no sé a quién le pertenece.
I don't know where it came from.
Yo no sé de dónde vino.
You see a finger off the body don't look near as good as one on the body.
Un dedo fuera del cuerpo no se mira bien como el en el cuerpo.
And you don't look near as good off the body as you do being a part of the body.
Tú no te ves bien desconectado del cuerpo como conectado al cuerpo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're not perfect by yourself.
No eres perfecto en ti mismo.
You're perfect because you're part of the body of
Christ. Eres perfecto porque eres parte del cuerpo de Cristo.
You will never experience perfection.
Nunca vas a experimentar perfección
on the individual level.
En el nivel individual.
I want to talk to some church folks here today.
Voy a hablar a la iglesia.
Let me tell some solid apostolic members of New Life.
Déjale digo unos miembros de esta nueva vida.
Don't go looking at New Life for perfection on the individual level.
No vayan a buscar la perfección en individuales.
You will never find it on the individual level.
Nunca la vas a encontrar en lo individual.
Just like that finger is not perfect by itself.
Así como ese dedo no es perfecto en sí.
It enjoys perfection.
Es perfecto.
Because it's connected to the body.
Porque está conectado al cuerpo.
You see, what you've got to do is quit looking at one member here or one member here, another member over there, and decide that the church is not doing so good.
Tienes que dejar de mirar un miembro aquí, otro miembro allá, y decidir que la iglesia no lo está haciendo bien.
You got to stand back and look at the body.
Tienes que mirar a todo el cuerpo.
And when you look at the whole,
y cuando miras a todo el cuerpo,
I said when you look at the whole,
dije cuando miras a todo el cuerpo,
you see it in a different light.
Mires en lo diferente.
I'm off my notes, but I'm preaching what I feel in the Holy Ghost right now.
No estoy en mis notas, pero predico en el Espíritu.
You see, I'm dealing with some issues at this age. I'm dealing with some issues in my hands.
A esta edad tengo problemas en mis manos.
I can't grip what I used to could grip.
No puedo agarrar lo que agarraba antes.
I'm having issues with the joints in this part of my hand, both of my hands.
Tengo problemas con las coyunturas.
You look at my knuckles and you can see that arthritis has set in.
Miran mis manos y miran la artritis.
And the reason for that is because there's been some changes in the body.
Y la razón por eso es que habían cambios en el
cuerpo. And so I deal with pain in these hands.
So yo tengo dolor.
But do you think I'm going to cut these hands off because they're giving me a little bit of a problem?
¿Pero crees que voy a cortar las manos porque me dan problema?
Oh no, I'll deal with the pain.
Yo voy a tratar con el dolor.
Because the hand is still useful.
Porque la mano aún tiene uso.
You say, how does this relate to no shortcut here? Well, if you'll hang on, I'll get back, and when I get back to my text, I have about 3 minutes of preaching left.
Dicen cómo se conecta eso al mensaje que estaba predicando, pero espérenme, ahorita regreso.
But I feel like somebody needs to hear what this preacher's saying this morning.
Yo siento que me tienen que escuchar esta mañana.
Amen. You see, the Bible talks about how that every joint supplies its part.
La Biblia dice que la fuerza que cada miembro supone.
That the church, the body, is fitly joined together.
Que la iglesia, el cuerpo está junto.
And every joint supplies its own part.
Y cada miembro da fuerza.
Well, there is what is called in the body a substance called collagen.
Hay algo que se llama en el cuerpo que se llama colígeno.
I'm not a scientist and I'm not a doctor and I don't have all that behind me. It's degrees.
No soy cientista, doctor. Yo no tengo todo eso.
But I do read every now and then.
Pero sí leo cada en cuando.
And there is what's called collagen in every joint that's in your body.
Y hay colígeno en cada parte de tu cuerpo.
Collagen is a substance designed for two purposes.
El colígeno es algo diseñado para dos propósitos.
First purpose is to keep the bones far enough apart.
El primer propósito es para separar
that they
los
don't rub on one another.
Para que no se
rasguen. They're close enough together that they can work together.
Pero están lo suficiente cerca que pueden trabajar.
Well, the Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost.
La Biblia dice que el Espíritu Santo.
That the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost.
Que el amor está en nosotros por el Espíritu Santo.
The love of God in the church.
El amor de Dios en la iglesia.
Is what collagen is to the body.
Es lo que es colígeno al cuerpo.
The love of God between us.
El amor entre nosotros.
Is what keeps us close enough together.
Es lo que nos mantiene juntos.
That we can work together.
Que podemos trabajar juntos.
But far enough apart from one another.
Pero lejano lo suficiente.
That we don't grate on each other's nerves.
Que no nos molestamos.
I can't hear you.
No los puedo escuchar.
Amen.
Amen.
My point in all of this is trying to communicate to you.
Mi punto en todo esto es quiero comunicar.
That you only see perfection on the whole.
Que solo ven perfección en el
integral. And not on the individual level.
Y no en el nivel individual.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's why the body is important.
Por eso el cuerpo es importante.
Because you're not perfect by yourself.
Porque no eres perfecto en sí mismo.
I don't care how good you think you are.
No importa qué tan bueno pienses que eres.
I don't care how well you think you got it all together.
No me importa qué tan bien lo pienses
que tienes. You're not any good by yourself.
No eres bueno en ti sil.
There's not one part of my body
no hay una
that
parte
is
de mi
good alone.
Que es de mi cuerpo que es bueno solo.
My body works together.
Mi cuerpo trabaja junto
to accomplish
para cumplir
what it needs to accomplish.
Lo que tiene que cumplir.
But every member's working together.
Pero cada miembro trabaja junto.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know how hard it would be for me to hold this mic in my right hand if I didn't have five fingers to hold on to?
¿Saben qué tan difícil tener este micrófono si no tenía mis dedos?
I might could do it with one finger, but it wouldn't be near as easy as it is to do it with five fingers.
Tal vez lo puedo hacer con un
dedo. I'm trying to preach to the new life here today. That we need to understand that this is a necessity to us.
Esta es una necesidad.
It is necessary to be a part of the church.
Es necesario.
It is necessary to be connected to the body.
Es necesario.
It is necessary to be joined.
Es necesario estar juntados.
It's not just for us, just spice.
No solo es para nosotros una especie.
This is our life.
Esta es nuestra vida.
Amen. I could go on that subject for a while. I'm not going to do it. Let me wrap it up here.
Déjalo termino aquí. Puedo seguir predicando.
Jesus talks in the New Testament.
Jesús habla en el Nuevo Testamento.
He said, "Wherefore were you likened the kingdom of God?"
Dijo, ¿a qué comparas el reino de Dios?
With what comparison will you compare it?
¿Con qué lo vas a comparar?
It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it's sown in the earth, it's less than all the seeds that are in the earth.
Es como una semilla de mostaza que
but when it
tierra,
is sown, it grows up.
Pero cuando crece,
and becomes greater than all herbs.
Es más grande que cualquier
and
otra
shoots
cosa,
out great branches.
Y da grandes ramas,
so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it.
Para que las aves puedan habitar en ella.
So Jesus gives us an analogy here of the kingdom of God.
Jesús nos da una comparación del reino de Dios.
And he talks about how that you can take this grain of mustard seed.
Habla de que puedes tomar este grano de mostaza.
You can plant it and it grows up.
Y lo plantas y crece.
And he gives us two things as a comparison.
Nos da dos cosas para comparar.
He said, number one, it shoots out great branches.
Dice, número uno, da muchas ramas.
So that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it.
Para que las aves puedan morar bajo en ella.
So there's a great contrast here.
So hay una comparación.
You have branches that are connected to the tree.
Tienes ramas que están conectadas al árbol.
That get their life from the tree.
Que reciben su vida del
that
árbol.
That draw their sustenance from the tree.
Que traen su sustancia del árbol.
And then you've got birds that come and just lodge in the branches.
Y luego tienes aves que moran allí.
They don't get anything from the tree.
Pero ellos no reciben nada del árbol.
Except a place to rest.
Sino un lugar donde reposar.
You got to make a decision, my friend.
Tienes que hacer una decisión.
Are you going to be a branch?
¿Vas a ser una rama?
Or are you going to be a lodger?
¿O vas a ser una ave?
Are you just lodging in the branches of the church?
¿Solo estarás descansando en la iglesia?
Are you just here for a little bit of rest?
¿Solo estás aquí por un poco
until
de descanso?
You feel better about life?
Hasta que se sientas mejor
and
de
then
la
you
vida?
Go on your way somewhere else?
¿Y luego te vas en tu camino?
Or are you going to get connected?
¿O te vas a conectar?
Are you going to get tied in?
¿O te vas a conectar?
Are you going to reach a point where you decide?
¿O vas a llegar a un punto donde decides?
That this is not a place that I'm going to travel through.
Que no es un lugar donde voy a viajar.
On my way to somewhere else.
En mi camino a otro lado.
But this is a place that I'm coming to.
Pero este es un lugar, mi destinación.
So here's what Jesus would not permit.
So esto es lo que no permitía Jesús.
He would not permit the court of the Gentiles, that had been made holy unto God, he would not permit it to be a shortcut.
No permitía la corte de los gentiles que fue dedicado a Dios que sea un paso
corto. To everybody sitting here in this house, you need to thank your God.
Para todos los que están sentados aquí.
That there's a church right here in Birmingham.
Hay una iglesia aquí en Nueva Vida.
That's not taking a shortcut with your soul.
Que no está dando un paso corto con tu alma.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to thank God.
Tienes que darle gracias a
that
Dios.
The praise singers on the platform.
Que hay coro aquí cantando.
And the musicians on the platform.
Y los músicos que tocan.
Are not here to entertain you.
Que no están aquí para entretenerte.
They're not here as mere performers.
No están aquí como alguien que está performando.
But they are here to lead us.
Pero están aquí para guiarnos.
Into his gates with thanksgiving.
En su presencia con alabanza.
And into his courts with praise.
Y a su corte con adoración.
Till we get into the very atmosphere of his spirit.
Hasta que lleguemos a la atmósfera del espíritu.
You need to thank God there's a pulpit here that's not interested in a shortcut.
Dale gracias a Dios que hay un púlpito aquí que no está en paso corto.
But this pulpit's going to tell you.
Pero este púlpito te va a
decir.
That if
you want to be saved,
que si tú quieres ser salvo,
you got to repent of your sins.
Te tienes que arrepentir.
You have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
Que ser bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
And you have to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Y tienes que ser llenado con el Espíritu Santo.
Evidence by speaking with other tongues.
Con la evidencia que hablaste en otras lenguas.
There's no shortcut here.
No hay un paso corto aquí.
We don't have just a religious experience around here.
No solo tenemos una religión, una experiencia.
We have a salvation experience.
Tenemos una experimentación salvífica.
There's a lot of difference between a religious experience and a salvation experience.
Hay diferencia entre la religión y la salvación.
Amen. No shortcut here.
No hay paso corto.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, there's spiritual leadership in this church that's got their hand up.
Hay liderazgo espiritual que tiene su mano arriba.
And they're saying, "Oh no, we're not using this church as a shortcut."
Y dicen, "No vamos a usar esta iglesia para conveniencia."
We're not going to preach some. We're not going to be apostolic light.
No vamos a ser apostólicos poco.
Y'all didn't hear me.
No me escucharon.
Amen.
L-I-T-E.
L-I-T-E. You know, you hear folks talking about. Well, we're this, but we're this light. In other words, we're not the real fullness of it.
No estamos en entero. Somos
we don't,
una,
mean,
una versión
we don't
light.
Mind being called Pentecostal.
No somos
we're just Pentecostal light.
Somos pentecostales
light. But we're apostolic light.
Pero somos apostolics.
In other words, we don't mind the name, but so, we really don't want the message behind the name.
Usamos el nombre, pero no queremos
Thank
el mensaje.
God, there's no attitude or shortcut business around here.
Gracias a Dios que no piensan así aquí.
You have come to a place where you can be saved. Now, listen to this preacher.
Escúchenme.
If you want to take your chances with something else,
si quieren tomar sus oportunidades con otras cosas,
I'm not going to argue with you over that.
Yo no voy a dialogar con ustedes.
I'm not going to argue with your reasoning behind it.
Yo no voy a pelear con ustedes.
But what I can tell you is this.
Pero lo que sí te puedo decir es
if
esto.
You obey Acts 2:38,
si tú obedeces Hechos 2:38,
I can guarantee you
yo te garantizo
that that's the plan of salvation.
Que ese es el plan de salvación.
If you want to be saved,
si quieres ser salvo,
Acts 2:38 is your answer.
Hechos 2:38 es tu respuesta.
And we're not giving that up.
Y no la vas a rendir.
Let's stand.
Pónganse de pie.
Amen. There's no shortcut here.
No hay paso corto.
You see, there's folks that'll tell you if you'll come up and if you'll confess Jesus Christ.
Hay personas que te dicen si tú confesas tus pecados.
Then you can be saved.
Puedes ser salvo.
All you got to do is confess him.
Solo confésalo.
Accept him as your Lord and Savior.
Acéptalo como tu Salvador.
And you can go on your way. Everything's all right.
Y ya te puedes ir, está todo bien.
That's a shortcut.
Ese es un paso corto.
And it won't get you to the glory world.
Y eso no te lleva a la gloria.
Amen. If you want to be saved,
si quieres ser salvo,
you got to go by the way of the scripture.
Tienes que pasar por la escritura.
You got to go by the way of the word of God.
Tienes que pasar por la palabra de Dios.
You want your marriage repaired?
¿Quieres tu matrimonio reparado?
Don't just pass through the church on your way to trying to straighten things out.
No solo pases por la iglesia queriéndolo arreglar.
Come to the church.
Ven a la iglesia.
And if you get your heart right with God,
y si tú corriges tu corazón,
and your wife gets her heart right with God,
y tu esposa corrige su corazón,
God through His Word can fix your marriage.
Dios por su palabra puede arreglar tu matrimonio.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody shout, no shortcut here.
Alguien diga, no hay paso corto.
Amen. We're not on our way somewhere else. This is our destination.
No vamos a otro lugar. Esta es nuestra destinación.
This is what we have come to.
Aquí hemos venido.
We have come and connected ourselves to the body of Christ.
Nos hemos conectado con el cuerpo de
Cristo. If you don't have the Holy Ghost this morning,
si no tienes el Espíritu Santo,
these praise singers are going to sing.
El coro va a cantar.
They're going to worship God.
Van a alabar a Dios.
But if you want a life-changing experience, right here's the place to get it.
Si tú quieres
and right now's the time to get it.
Ven acá al frente.
Amen. We got folks stepping out right now. We got people people say, I'm tired of the shortcuts.
Estoy cansado de los pasos cortos.
The shortcuts have not given me deliverance.
Esos otros caminos no me han
liberado. The shortcuts have not helped me.
No me han ayudado.
The shortcuts have not changed me.
No me han cambiado.
My religious experience has done nothing for me.
Lo religioso no me ha cambiado.
I need Jesus to make a difference here today.
Yo necesito que Jesús haga la diferencia.
Come on, this altar's open.
Este altar está
we
abierto.
We have people walking out of the pews right now.
Vengan
coming to the front.
Frente.
Come on, keep right on coming. If you don't have what you need in the Holy Ghost today, right now's the time to get it.
Hoy lo puedes recibir.
Why don't you get baptized into the body of Christ?
Porque no eres bautizado en el cuerpo de Cristo.
Come on, become a part of the body today.
Sé parte del cuerpo.
Get connected to something that'll make a difference.
Conéctate con algo que hace la
diferencia. Get connected. Come on, get connected.
Conéctate, conéctate.
Come on and get the Holy Ghost.
Ven, recibe el Espíritu
when
Santo.
You get the Holy Ghost, you become a part of the body.
Cuando recibes el Espíritu Santo, eres parte del cuerpo.
Your help. Pray like you never prayed. There's people here today that need the Holy Ghost. People that are reaching out right now. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's get some people connected to the body. Let's let them know this is a necessity. Let them know the power of the Holy Ghost is a necessity to their life.